Plus, it means you hear just a tkiya, you're going to sleep, you come back again, hear another truah, still you're makarim the mitzvah. What about mitest b'nayodim kechot? Nine people are blowing the shofar at the same time. And three of them are blowing, six of them are blowing tkiyas, and three of them are blowing truahs for you. The locker is, shall we have the gears to lo yotza? Rashi means on the gears to should be yotza. Rashi says here, lo yotza. Rashi says, why? Because trei kara lo mishtamei. The pshat for this gear is, you can't hear two voices at the same time, so you're not yotza. Kach pirshu lefimash kosa disvorim. Rashi says, lav milsi, that's not the right shot. The akimni, we learned before, that trei kara mitrei gavi mishtamei. Two different voices from two different people you could hear. So this should be the gears to him at the seftom. If you hear nine kelos from nine different people, you could be mekayem the mitzvah altogether. Since there's nine different people belong to shofar, a person could hear all nine kelos at the same time. So you could be mekayem the mitzvah this way also. Tkiya mizeh, or trua mizeh, yotza. The afilu b'sirugin, even after one after another, the afilu kola yom kula, like the first gemara. Even if you hear at nine different hours of the day, another tkiya, another kelos, still you yotza. For the Gemara, is it true, or me, Yom Rabbi Yechon Hachi? That Rabbi Yechon said that even though there's a big hefstik, you're waiting an hour in between one curl and the next curl, you can still have the mitzvah. I have Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yitzadik, by halal of a Megillah. When somebody's saying halal, or you're laying the Megillah, it's like this. In Shoy, if you have to go, you stop. You go to the base kisa, you have to stop. Or it's time you take a break. In Shoy, could a ligmeres kulei? Let's say it takes you 15 minutes to say halal. If in the middle of halal you take a 15-minute break, it's chayz l'roish. That's called a hefstik, and you have to go over again. So here you see a zman just waiting in between makes a hefstik that you have to start the mitzvah over again. How come if you took an hour in between the kerlos al yaitzah, for sure you could blow nine kerlos in an hour? So since you waited 1 hour between one curl and the next curl, there should be a hefstik. You should have to start over again. And the Gemara tell you l'kasha, chodidei hod rabbi, one is the Rabbi Yechon himself holds, and one is what he said over from his Rebbe. Rashi says, that he himself holds there's no hefsek. He himself holds you could be yotze the mitzvah, teisha shoyis. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said over here, you're not yotze the halal of the Megillah, that's b'shem his Rebbe, like he said. Rabbi Yochanan just said over, what does Rebbe hold? He says, Rebbe Yochanan ben Yotzadik holds that if you wait in between, that's called a hefsek. But Rabbi Yochanan himself holds there's no hefsek. For the Gemara, is that true? Or did they learn that he himself does know there's a hefstik, there's a break in between? For Rabbi Avuha have a shokel v'yozlo basit Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Avuha was once following Rabbi Yechonon. They were saying Krishma on the road, on the street. Ki motel mavoyis mutanofos, they came to some street that had shmutz, they had dirt there, that they're waste of the body, and you're not allowed to say Krishma there. Is this trick they kept quiet while they were going through the dirty street? Bosa the cholif, after they passed by the street, omalei, so yes and back, Am I allowed to continue to finish saying Krishma not? No, I was saying Krishma, and I waited in between, let's say it took me 5 minutes to pass down the street, so can I continue saying Krishma not? That's what he asked Rabbi Yechonon. Omalei Rabbi Yechonon answered back to Bavua, in Shoyis, kere ligmer skulai, if this 5 minute break is the time that it takes you to say no Krishma, chayz la roish, yes, you have to repeat Krishma over again. So you see, Rabbi Yechonon himself holds that if you wait this long, you have to repeat yourself. So how could Rabbi Yechonon say you yotze the mitzvah shofar 9 different hours of the day? And the Gemara no hachi kamalei. This is what Rabbi Yechonon meant to say. Lidi di, my svara, my law, I myself hold is loisrili. I don't hold that the hefsek altogether. I wouldn't ask the question altogether. I hold even if you wait an hour there, you go back to saying Krishna. But lidi doch, but according to you, you hold there is a hefsek. You asked me how long is the hefsek like. So mashmi, you hold if you wait too long, it's called a hefsek. So the doch, according to you, Rav Huna, according to you, Rav Huah, the Sviluch in Shoyes Kadei Ligmer Eskula Chayes L'Rosh. If you hold there is a hefsek here, so if you hold there's a hefsek, Enechnami, the shear of the hefsek is if you wait the time that you could finish the Krishma. If you waited that length in the middle of saying Krishma, you have to be Chayes L'Rosh again. That's called a hefsek. But Rabbi Yechon himself holds not like that. Rabbi Yechon himself holds that there's no din hefsek. As long as you're not Mitzir, that's like you're still in the middle of doing the mitzvah. Even though you wait an hour, he can still be Yotze the mitzvah. Tana Rabbonin, tekiyos ein makvei zu azu. The tekiyos are not makiv one and the other. So Rashi learns, whatever tekiyah you blow, you're makarim the mitzvah. You hear the tekiyah, you hear the truah, you're makarim the mitzvah. Rather, the mitzvahs do all of them. If you only do one or two, that's a mitzvah by itself also. Brachas say not v'zuzu. That is a chiyuv to say the nine brachas. If you don't say as many as you say, you said one is not makif the other one. Here they are though. Means the first halacha is not talking about Rosh Hashanah. The first halacha is talking about by regular tainis, Rashi says. Tkiyas the brachas the alma, going tainis. Ein nak vizu azu. In Berich Latok, let's say you davish from an esra in a tainis, and you didn't blow the shayfer, you mekayim that much. Because in a tainis, each one is a separate mitzvah by itself. By a tainis also is a mitzvah to davish from an esra, a special shuman esra, special brachas, and also to blow the shayfer. If you didn't blow the shayfer, you mekayim the mitzvah, whatever you do is good. Ma'ashenker and Rosh Hashanah, v'shayyam kippurim, then we say ma'akfeis. Yes, the Yom Yaakov, one or the other. You only in the kind of mitzvah if you have the Tzkiyah Shofar with the brachas. My time of Hakam, Omar Rabbah, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Omru Lefonai B'Rosh Hashanah, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Klai Yisrael, say in front of me Rosh Hashanah, Malchiyah is the Chroinus V'Shofaris. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to say all these brachas, the brachas of Malchiyah and the Chroinus V'Shofaris. Malchiyah, we say, Kadesh Atal Nechuni Aleichem, that we should accept upon itself that Hashem is our Melech. Zichronis, we say, Kadesh Yobel Afonis Ruchanech Matoiva, that Hashem should remember us all the things we did for the good. The fact we say Pesukim about Zichronis, we mask him, we agree that Hashem is the Mashkiach. Hashem gives us Hashkoch, he gives us Char V'Yonish. If we agree to that, Hashem will give us, he'll remember us Matoiva. Uvameh with what, Bishofer? So Kitzvah was shown as an Indian to say, but after these three brachas, so the brachas are marked as Zuzu. And the same thing, the Indian of the Shofar is also connected Malchiyah, the Chorinus of Shofarais, to the Tzkiyas and the Brachas are Makiv and Rosh Hashanah. The mitzvahs have both, they have the Tzkiyas and the Brachas. Right, and then the Mishnah says, Nisha Beirich, if somebody had a Davos Shemun Esrei, he didn't have the Shofar yet. The Yachagach Nismanel Shofar, then he got the Shofar, still there's the mitzvah to Kayah Mariyah V'Tekayah. Still he has to blow the Shofar. So the Martaimad Lehevel Shofar Mikora. Only because he did not have the shofar. For a heavy lay shofar mikora, but mashma, if he did have the shofar, b'shash yedavin himusiv, then the halacha is like this. Ki shomalu aseid the brachas shomalu. So posh is mashma like smart here, that when you're davening shmon esrei and you're saying the brachas, that's when you should hear the shofar. Alright, the current aspect is also good. It means by the shriach tzibur. When the shriach tzibur is saying over the brachas, when he gets finished saying the brachas of malchus, that's when you blow the shofar three times. Is Kishomalu, when do we have to hear the Shofar, I say the Baruch Hashomalu. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel come Litzluye. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel got up to Davin. Omele Lishmai, told his Shamish, the one that's going to blow the Shofar, Kinehiru Lecho, or Kinehi Lecho, means when I place, make some groan, make some noise to you, Tokali. So also, Mashmuel at the Sradim here, that he held his Davin Shmuel Esrei to himself, and when he got finished saying the Baruch of Malchus, he went, he made some voice, some noise, that the Shamar should know I finished the bracha, and now's the time to blow the shofar. So Mashmah, they blew the shofar when he got finished saying the bracha. Oh, Malay Rava, Rava said back to him, Lo Yomru Ela B'chav Ir. This is only said by a tzibur when you're davening in shul. Mashenki, when the yochid is davening by himself, then nothing doing, then you don't blow the shofar during Shemon Esrei. So Drashi Ela B'chav Ir. Chaburais means tzibur. When you have a tzibur davening together, that's when the mitzvah to blow the shofar is during the brachas. Avu Yochid, if a person is davening privately, Nevarach es Kulai, first daven no Shemun Esrei, V'yachakach tokeh tishat kiyas. And then you blow your tishat kiyas. Tanya Nam Yochid, we learn this also. Kishu Shoyman, Shoyman ala Seder. When you hear that Tzkiyah Shofar is supposed to be on the Seder of the Brachas, V'yal Seder Brachas. And that means when you finish the Brachas of Malchiyas, blow Shofar. When you finish the Brachas of Zechronis, blow. The Brachas of Shofar you blow. The Medvar Mamurim, when is it said that the key is done by the brachis? The Chavir Ir. That's only when you're davening in a tzibur. Chavir Ir means a big city that you're davening together in the tzibur there. Avushlei the Chavir Ir, when you're not davening with tzibur, a private person davening by himself, then the locher is Shoymin ala Seder, Vishloy ala Seder. You hear it by the Seder, and hear it not by the Seder. What does that mean? Brachos, b'shloi aseder brachos. That means, hey, shayman al aseder, posh means you have to blow the nine kelos together. Of a b'shloi aseder brachos, you don't blow it according to the seder of the brachos. Like Sam, you blow tkiyah through a tkiyah nine times, but not al aseder brachos. In other words, first you daven your shemon esrei, you daven your musaf, and then after that you first blow the shofar. So the Gemara, v'yochich le'tokar, chaveru tekeloi.
if a yochid is davening by himself and he doesn't know how to blow the shofar for himself, somebody else is allowed to blow the shofar for you. But the yochid shlei derech, if a person is home and he doesn't know how to daven lusif, is ein chaverim uborach olav. Another person cannot daven shemon esrei for you. Whereas that somebody could daven for you is only the tzibur. A shliach tzibur, he could daven be mitzvah to other people. But a private person, you can't have somebody daven for you. For davening tefillah as a blade, you have to daven for yourself. It's only the rabbin when you have a minion that the shliach tzibur can be mitzvah to the rabbin. Hey, so yochid shlei derech ein chaver mavorach olav. O mitzvah betaykin yotzim enam avorachim. There's a bigger mitzvah to hear the shofar blowing on Moshe Shonah than to hear a minion to daven shemon esrei. What does that mean? Case said, what's the case? Usually you go to shul, you have both. You have brachas and you have the tchiyah. Now, case said, what's the case? Shtei ayoris. There are two cities you have. V'yachas taikin. One shul is going to blow the shofar there. V'yachas mevorchim. Another shul doesn't have the shofar, but they're going to daven shemon esrei. They're going to daven together. There's one shul by itself. Everybody daven separately. You only get together to hear the shofar. That's one place. Another place has no shofar. They only get together. They say shemon esrei together. They daven together, but they don't have a shofar there. Now you have your choice. Which one of these two places should you go to? So the bigger you need to go to the place that hears the shofar than the place that davens beradim. Is holchim lamokim shetaykin. The yain holchim lamokim shuvarchim. Don't go to the place that can hear a minion daven b'tzibur. You're better off going to the shul that has the tkiyah shofar. For the gemara pshita, of course. What are you telling me? Hodi raisa od rabbonin. To hear the tkiyah shofar and Moshe Shonah, that's a mitzvah raisa. To daven, befrat to daven b'tzibur is only with the rabbonin nechir. So if you have your choice, if you can't get both, you got to do the mitzvah raisa. What's the chiddush? And the gemara letzricha the afagav the high vada v'yaisofik. Yes, even though the shul that has a minion to daven shemon esrei berabim, that's a vada. For sure, there are 10 people there davening shemon esrei. If you go there, you'll have tefillah b'tzibur. The other shul, though, it's a doubt if they'll have a shofar there or not. They're supposed to have that 10 people meet at 12 o'clock in the afternoon to blow the shofar together. Right, so it was exactly with them. The goyim didn't let them daven together, whatever it was. But they were supposed to try and meet together at 12 o'clock to blow the shofar together. But it's not vade, they'll be there to blow the shofar. That's the chiddush. Since it's only a suffix if they'll do it or not. And the other places of vade, they'll daven, maybe you should go to daven. Kamashla, no. Since this is a mitzvah, you're right, sir, even when a suffix, when a down, still you should go there to hear the shofar and not to the other place. And it says, Kishem Shashiach Sibar, Chayev Kako Yochav Yochid. That's the Tanakhama that everybody has to daven Musaf by himself. The Sheikh Tziva davens and everybody davens on Shemon Esrei. Tanya, learn like this. Omru Lali Rabbi Gamliel. The Dvarech, according to you, that everybody has to daven Shemon Esrei, is Loma Tziva Mispalin. What does Gamliel say? Don't forget. Rabbi Gamliel says, Shliach Tziva Maitzias Rab Medechavosim. Rabbi Gamliel says, the Shliach Tziva can daven Shemon Esrei for everybody. That's the Gamliel Shita. So for the Gemara, if so, what do we daven tefillah v'lachash first? What do we got daven privately for? We should only let the shliach tziva daven for us. Is Omru Lo, they said that to the Gamliel. Now Gamliel, the rech, according to you, lo matziva mispalin. What do the whole tziva have to daven for? Shmon esrei v'lachash. Let's just have the shliach tziva. Omru Lo, me answer back. They lahas the shliach tziva tefillosai. Then you need to give the shliach tziva a chance to prepare himself. So we want everybody to daven Shemon Esrei privately, quietly, that the Shliach Tziva should appear himself to know how to say it over again, and then later he says it over. That's why we daven Balachash first. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.
How many we got? Now we'll see when we finish.
You're holding the Lama Dalit on the base. Again, the bottom of the two dots in the middle of the big lines. Kishem Shashliach Tziba Chayiv Kakol Yochid B'Yochid. That was Machlekes in the Mishnah that the Tanakama holds that just like the Shliach Tziba has to daven Shemon Esrei, every Yochid has to say his own Shemon Esrei also. The Gamliel in the Mishnah said no, that Shliach Tziba is Moisi as the Rabbin of Dechavosim. A Shliach Tziba could be Moisi the Rabbin. A Shliach Tziba, when he daven says Shemon Esrei, it helps for everybody. But the Tanakhama says no. The Tanakhama says the same way the Shliach Tziva has to daven, the same way every Yochid has to daven also. Mora says, Tanya, we learned like this. Omru Lele Rabbi Gamliel. They said to Rabbi Gamliel, Lidvarech, according to you, that you hold the Shliach Tziva kedaven and be mighty everybody, is Loma Tziva Mispalin. How come we daven Shemon Esrei first privately? Like, since the Shliach Tziva can be mighty everybody, it should just be enough for the Shliach Tziva to daven. is Omer Lehem, Shem Galil answered back, Kedei Lahas Teh Shliach Tzibah Tfilosei. In order to give the Shliach Tzibah time to prepare his davening, that's why everybody first davens privately, but then the Shliach Tzibah says it and he's might see everybody. So the Indian to daven first is just to prepare, the Shliach Tzibah should prepare himself. Omer Lehem Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel said back, Ledevreichem, according to you, Lama Shliach Tzibah Yorin Lefnei Teva. According to you, that every Yochid has the chiyuv to say his own Shemon Esrei, says, so why the cloud do we have a Shliach Tzibah? Why does he have to daven to be made to everybody? Everybody davened already. Omru Loi, so he answered back, that's true. If somebody does not know how to daven himself, can't say the brachas, then the loch is the Shliach Tzibah could be made to them. That even a Chom made too. So Chom say, every Yochid, if you know how to daven, you have to daven for yourself. Just if you're an Eina Boki, you don't know how to say the brachas, then if there's a minion, if you're in shul, we have a right to be samech on the Shliach Tzibah, he could be moitzi you. Omar lehem, so he said back to them, no, that's what we got real shita. That a Shliach Tzibah has the right to be moitzi everybody with Shemon Esrei. Even though you know how to daven yourself, if you hear the brachas, the beginning, from the beginning until the end, from the Shliach Tzibah, you yaitse tefillah. Omar rabba barbachon am rabbi yechanan. He learns that the Chum at the end agreed to Rabbi Gamliel. There's no machlokes. That the Chum also agree that if you hear Shimon Esrei from the Shliach Tzibah, you yaitse the mitzvah. Even a person that knows how to daven for himself, if he hears it from the Shliach Tzibah, he's yaitse the mitzvah. For Rav Amaral says no, adayin yamachlokes. There's still a machlokes. According to Tanakhama, the Lachar is like that, that if you're a yochid and you're not a daven for yourself, you can't be yaitse with the Shliach Tzibah's Shimon Esrei.
So the Gemara says, Shoma Rabbi Chiya Brei the Rabba Banachmini. He heard this machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. Is also he went Omer Lishmait the Kaima the Rav Dimi Bar Chinana. He said over this aloch in front of Rav Dimi Bar Chinana. Omer Le, he said to him, Hochi Yomer Rav, this is the way Rav said, that Adayin Yimachlekes, the Silla Machlekes. So the Gemara says, Omer Le, so Rashi says that means Rabbi Chiya told that to Rav Dimi that Rav Abba Bachona Nami Hochi Koma. He also said like this, that Kiyom Rabbi Yechanan Lai Shmaito, when Rabbi Yechanan said that they both agree, Aflagalei Resh Lakish Agadah Rabbi Yechanan. The Yomer, and he said, Yishinu Adayin Hi Machlokes. There's still the Machlokes between Chachomim and Rabbi Gamliel.
Yeah. Is Kiyom Rabbi Yechanan Lai Shmaito, Iflagalei Resh Lakish. When Rabbi Yechanan said this halacha, Resh Lakish argued on him. The Yomer, and said, Adayin Hi Machlokes. No, it's not like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was the one that said, that the Rechomim Amoydeh to Rabbi Gamliel, and now we have, and before he said not like that, and now Resh Lakish also said not like that. Resh Lakish also argues and says, Adayin Hi Machlokes. The same Machlokes we had before still applies. That the Rechomim Shita is, no, if you know how to daven Shemon Esrei yourself, if you're a Boki, you can't be Yaitse Shemon Esrei by hearing it, even if you hear every word, Mila B'Mila, from the Shliach Tzibah. It's only Rabbi Yechanan that says, even the Rechomim at the end agree to Rabbi Gamliel. Fred the Gemara, is this true? Oh, me yom Rabbi Yechanan Hochi. Did Rabbi Yechanan say like this, that the Maskana the Chum agrees to Rabbi Gamliel, that if you hear Shimon Esrei from the Shliach Tzibah, you could be Yaitse the Mitzvah, even if you know how to daven for yourself? I go Omer Rabbi Chana, Rabbi Chana from Tzipura, that Omer Rabbi Yechanan, he said that Rabbi Yechanan said, Hilchasak Rabbi Gamliel, the Halach is like Rabbi Gamliel Shita. That what Rabbi Gamliel Taka says, that the Shliach Tzibah could be Moitzi Rav Yedei Chavosim. But Rabbi Yechanan just said, Allah is like Rav Gamliel. So the Chur Hilchus saw Mechlal de Pligi. If you say that Allah is like Rav Gamliel, Mashma de Chachomin still argue on Rav Gamliel. Just you know that Allah is like Rav Gamliel. So it's not like Rabbi Yechanan before said. Before Rabbi Yechanan said that even the Chachomim agreed to Rabbi Gamliel. And now Rabbi Yechanan say no, that Allah is like Rav Gamliel, that's all. But not that we really paskin like him. The Gemara says, Kisolek Rabbi Abba. When Rabbi Abba went up to Eretz Yisrael, Kisolek Rabbi Abba